So the kids, so they argue back and forth. And we said that really both psukim, you can answer both ways. That even according to Rabbi Yeshua, he's made the after tshuva. Just it will not be tshuva that will start from us, our own free will. Or we will be forced to do tshuva, like by Haman. When Haman brought the Xeris, then Klai Yisrael were forced to do tshuva. Omer Rabbi Leza, but like Fanem the Pasuk says, in Toshuv Yisrael Nium Hashem Elai Toshuv. That if you do tshuva, you return, then I return to you. Again, another Pasuk. Mashiach will only come if we do tshuva. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, but like Fanem the Pasuk says, that there will be a time when he will come. That the tzoros at the end, that's what's going to bring the Mashiach. Rashi says, Tichlenu, Elo hatzoros. For Yehovah Mashiach and Arminon, ki yos lasyad. Like because of the tzoros, the problems we'll have, that's what's going to bring the Mashiach. So not because we're going to do tshuva miyava, just that tzoros will bring it. So, v'shasek Reb Lezer. After this pasuk, then he kept quiet. Could be, you're right. He was masking that he's not going to come because of, or at least it doesn't need. It does not require for us to do tshuva shleima. It's enough that the tzoros alone will be enough of a schus for him to come. To Yom Reb Abba. Ein lucha keitz migula mizeh. There's no pasuk that says clearly when the end will come. If you want a siman to know when Moshiach will be, I have a pasuk. Shneur the pasuk says, "V'yatem hore Yisrael anfachem." The mountains will I give off branches to Klal Yisrael. Titeinu apiryichem tisul yam Yisrael. They'll give out fruits to the Yam Yisrael. So when you see the mountains giving out branches and the trees giving out nice fruits, early fruits, that's a sign when Moshiach will come. Rav Lezer Vayma Af Mizechnes Pasuk Otzim it says Kilefnei Hayam Ha'ein before these days Schara Adam Laniya, there won't be any work for a man as people become poor, like we have Pasuk Shem the world before Atshiyich Prutam and Akis, we won't have any money left. So it says there won't be any work any higher for men Uschara Habehema Enenu Uliyitzev Lovi and Shalom Min Hatzor, the people that go out and back with peace. They won't be free, there won't be peace because of the Tzar, because of the Tzaros. Now, so this is also a period of time. When it comes such a time, that's the proof, that, that's the time when Mashiach will be here. That's a sign if we know if this is the right time or not. Now, my liyotzi v'lovoi ein sholem min atzar, what does it mean for the people that go out and come in peace? They won't be freed from the Tzar, from the Tzaros. What does this mean? So, Rav Amar af tamidi chachamim. Even if Tamil Chachamim, they also won't be freed. Shekas of them, it says upon them, Shalom, that Tamil Chachamim bring peace in the world. The Pasuk says, Shalom Rav Liyoveh Sarasecha. And Shalom if Nei Tzar, even the Tamil Chachamim will not have peace because of the Tzar. So what does that mean? Rashi says, Min HaTzar, Mirei HaTzaros, one shot. That even the Tamil Chachamim won't be freed from all the problems, from all the Tzaros. Lishna Achrin Tzusan Rashi says in Yetz Hara. Hakal Yemaisa Mashiach, even the Tzadikim, the Tamil Chachamim, will not be freed from their own Yetz Hara. The Yetz Hara then will be so strong that they won't be able to hold themselves back. That's called En Shalom Ufnei Tzar. They won't have peace from the Tzar, from the Yetz Hara. Shmuel Omar, Achiyil Kol Asarim Kulam Shchulam. Till all the gates, means all the marketplaces, have the same price. So Rashi has two pshat. The one pshat is Shavim Shar Tfuas. The Yain Revochim. There'll be a lot of, that means there'll be good prices. The Amino, like we had before, Chamishis Seva Godel. The fifth year, like before the Mashiach comes, then there'll be a nice, there'll be Seva Godel. They'll have a lot to eat. Lishnachrina, Shekul and Shavim, it'll all be the same price. Shekul and Yikorim, they'll all be very expensive. Like the other Gemara we had, that will be very poor, Bishas Mashiach comes. Omer Elechanina, Ein Ben David Bo, Ache Yizbakish Dag Lachayla. Until we go out looking for a fish. You can have a person back home that's sick. The doctor says he needs codfish he needs. And you go to the ocean, can't find no fish. You should know that's the time of Mashiach. For Layim, you won't find it. Shneur Pasuk says, Oz Ashkiyim Emeyim, I'll put the waters deep. And there'll be like a filter of oil on top of the water. And Master, when you have oil on top of the water, you won't have any fish there. The fish can't be if there's oil on top. At that time, then I'll bring out the Keren Yisrael, and then Mashiach will come. That's another sign of that generation the Mashiach will be here. Again, we don't know exactly what this means. But, what? Yeah.
Rabbi, what we said before, they
don't have it. Omar Rabbi Chava Bachanina. Ein ben David bo achetichle malchus hazolam Yisrael. Even the smallest amount of kingdom will leave Yisrael. There'll be no kingdom, will have no rulers at all. Shemana Pasuk says, V'choras halzalzlim v'masmeris. We'll cut off the simplest ruler, masmeris with hooks. Sebastian says, after that, V'esi, Yuvol Shai let Hashem Tzavokas, to bring a present to Hashem, Am Nemushach, the nations are stretched out, Umarit, and peeled. We'll be very low then, before Mashiach comes. Omar Ziri, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Ein ben David bo at sheyichlo gasi ruach miYisrael. The accuracy has to go away from Yisrael first. Then Mashiach will come. Gasi ruach has to leave. Shinemar ki yos osir mikivecha alize gavoseh. I'll remove from you the accuracy from people. Then it says v'sarti mikivech amoni v'dol v'chosu b'shem Hashem. Then they'll be protected b'shem Hashem. Rashi's kolaymar. Then they'll have a shield from Hashem. Omer Reb Simloi, Yishur Reb Loza, Reb Shimon, Ein Ben David Bo At Sheyichla Kol Shoiftim V'Shoiftim Yisrael. So all the judges will leave Yisrael. Pashtim means the bad ones, the ones that did bad justice, they'll have to leave. That's Makiv, that holds back Mashiach from coming. Shemar Pasuk says, V'yoshivu yodi alecha, v'yetzra kvar sigayich, I'll purify you. And then, v'yoshivu shavtecha, then I'll return back the judges. Mashma, the judges have to be purified first, and then they'll be the Mashiach. Omarula, Ein Yerushalayim niftis elibit tzedakah. Yerushalayim will only have its pidyon, will have its redemption with tzedakah. Tzedakah means, of course, giving money, but also means the midas of chesed, acting kind one to another, the midas of chesed. Shemen Apostle says, Tziyayim da mishpat ipodem, Tziyayim will be freed with, da mishpat ipodem, you're freed with good judgment, v'shaveh v'tzedakah, and the Yeshua will return with tzedakah. Omer HaPapa, I'vetili yari, v'tili amgushi, it will be taken away, the haughtiness, the accuracy from Jews, then it will be taken away, amgushi. Rashi says, amgushi, that, Parsoim, Mechashvim, the magicians of Parsoim, they give us problems. Rosh Rashi says, people that cause us to worship Avodah Zarah. So we take away Yehiri from us, Hashem will take away the Amgushi. And the Betili Dini will take away our bad judgment that we have, the bad judges. Is Betili Gezifti. Will be Boto Gezifti, Rashi says, Shaytim Adikhovim Hachaytim Esrov Makolis. The dead Goyisha judges that hit us with sticks. So it's Midi Kenega Mida. Will take away the dead judges from us. Hashem will take away the dead judges from the Goyim that beat us. If Betili Yihiri, if you take away haughtiness, Betili Amgush, as the Bosk says, V'yetzot Kabar Sigayich, V'yasiru Kol Bilayich, I'll take away you, I'll purify you. The guy goes in the Russian of Yehura. And the Batili Dini, you take away the dead judges, Batili Gezifti, to see the Pasuk says, Heisla Hashem Mishpatecha, Ponoi Vecha. Hashem will take away your bad judgment, and that will, Ponoi Vecha, that will turn the enemies away. Om Rav Yechanan, Im Reisi Dor Shem Ismayet, Belech, we see a generation coming lower, smaller, Mashiach says it means in money, they're becoming poorer and poorer. Chakaloi, hope and wait, that's the time Mashiach will come, like we have before. Shem HaPosik says, V'yes Am Oni Tashia, a poor nation Hashem will help. That's the sign for Mashiach. Om Rav Yechanan, Im Reisi Dor Shet Soros Rabbis Bos Lov, a lot of Soros, a lot of problems come upon them, Kinor like a river, Chakaloi, wait for him. Shem HaPosik says, Ki Voi Kinor Tsar, Ruach Hashem, Noisiso, boy. The Samach like right after it says, Ovolitzi and Goyal. So Mashmi, after there'll be a lot of Soros, that's when the Goyal Mashiach will come. The Yom Rav Yechanan, Ein Ben David Bo Ela Bidor or Shekula Zakai or Kula Chayiv. The Mashiach will only come to a generation that's either completely Zakai or else completely Chayiv, one of the two. So some learn, like we learned before, either they'll do tshuva or else they won't do tshuva, one of the two. But there won't be medium people. In betweens we won't have. Right. Well, that's exactly what this means, and that's so bashid. To have a whole generation be completely Zakai, it's unbelievable. It's something you can't even imagine. Everybody should be chayim, everybody should be kula chayim.
Some like the Assistant Shrine, they're reached the 49th level of Tumah. If they go to one more, they never would have been
there. Yeah, okay. But there are still Medrashim there also. Every Medrash there, that there were people that were Tzadikim, and there were the other way. But to say Kulai is a big Kiddush. Just what? No, I can't tell you that. No, I can't tell you that. The pasuk says, "V'yamei kula tzadikim liolam yishuoritz." But darsha kula, that's the pasuk kulei chai, kulei zakai. That v'yamei kulam tzadikim. Darsha kulei chai dechsev ayiru kiyenish vayishtoimim keimafia. That there's no tzadikim at all. Well, Chsev says right away, "Lamani yessa." For my sake, not the Kosh Baruch will bring the Mashiach for his own sake. Not that we deserve it, but lamani yessa. Om Rabbi Alexandria. We have Yeshua ben Levi Rami. He has through a question. Sivit says, Bita, the Mashiach will come at its time. There's a special time when he's supposed to come. Or Siv, another pasuk says, Achishno, I'll bring him faster. That Hashem says. So how is that? Zachu Achishno. Klai Yisrael is Zachu Midadu Tshuva Shleima. Hashem will bring him even before the time. Loi Zachu, for not Zachu, we don't have Tshuva Shleima. Then Bita, then there's a special time when he will come. Omer of Alexandria. So according to this pshat, if we'll all do tshuva shleima, we could bring Mashiach to come earlier than his time. Amar Rabbi Alexandria, that Yeshua ben Levi Rami threw a question like this. Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'aru onani shemaya kvar inish osa. Mashiach will come and be like a person that has clouds from Shemayim. It's very prestige. Well, Ksiv, another pasuk says, Oni v'reich v'achamar, he'll only come like a poor man riding on a donkey. So what's pshat? Zachar, Klal Yisrael, is a matzav of tzaddikim. There was Zachar that did Tshuva Shleima. Amon and Nishmaya. The Mashiach will come like in the clouds. Loi Zachar, but not Zachar with Tshuva. Then Oni Reichel Achamar will come like a poor man riding his donkey. Okay, Omalei. Okay, Shavu Malka Lishmul. Shavu Malka, the king, said to Shmuel, listen. Amrisu Mashiach Achamar, you're telling me now Mashiach doesn't come on the donkey. Ishtole susya, I'm going to send them my Cadillac, I'm going to send them. My horse. Broca, a beautiful one, a nice one. It's not nice if you go on a donkey. Let me give him a nice horse. The Islay. Broca, the Islay, the best one I have. All Malaysia, send back to no. Miislucho bar chiyuve gavni. Do you have a horse that has 100 colors to it? Rashi's Chibri is Lashon 100. Rashi says, May of Lashon Parsi. Okay, just Rashi says, just push them off. And let's say, don't do it for favors. This chamor is a special chamor. It's brought down. This is the donkey that Avraham Avinu rode on. This is a special donkey. It's not just a regular donkey. It's not just a Chevy. It's the best we have. It's better than a Mercedes, right? That's a special one. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ashkach Eliyo. Rabbi Shua ben Levi met up with Eliyo Anavi. Eliyo Anavi was by the cave of Rishun ben Yechoi. Omaloi, Asino Liyal Mediosi. So, Rabbi Shua ben Levi asked Eliyo Anavi, will I be Zeichot Elam Abu? Elam Liyal Mediosi. Omaloi, he says, Im Yir Tzodin Azeh, Hashem wants, you go there. I don't know. He asked Hashem. Mashma Hashem was with them. Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Shinaim Reis, I only see two, I only see me and you, Elio. But the Kel Gimel Shemat, they heard a third voice. That was Hashem, the Shechina. Omer Lehi said, so Yeshua ben Levi asked Elio, Ey Messiah, Mashiach, when is Mashiach going to come? Omer Lehi, so Elio another answer in the back, what do you want from me? Zil Shadal, live today, go ask the Mashiach, ask him when he's going to come. So good, Yeshua, good, a good answer. So he said, Deichi Yosef, let me know where he is, I'll go ask him. So he said, Apischa de Karsa, he's by the gates of the city. Some say means Gan Eden, Rashi says, by the gates of Gan Eden. My sin, how would I know who the Mashiach is? Yosef Beni Aniya Sublich Loyim. He's sitting between the people that have Choloyim, have sicknesses. Rashi says Negoyim. He has Negoyim, he has plagues on him. Now how do I know who the Mashiach is? The Kulan Shari the Yasir Mechazimna. All the people there take off all the bandages from all their Negoyim at one time. And clean it, and then put back. But Mashiach can't take that much time out. Shori chad the osir. He takes off the bandage from one wound and puts it right back again. Omer, he says like this to Mashiach. Dilma mavina, maybe Hashem will want me. Dilay iyakiv, I shouldn't hold myself back even one second. At least if he takes off all the bandages, and then Hashem says, okay, time to come. He has to say, hold it, I have to put all the bandages back on again, and then he'll come. Take too long. Therefore, Mashiach only takes off one bin at a time. So again, exactly what this means, I don't know. But he's always ready to come, the Kitzah. So what happened was, also like that day, okay, Yeshua ben Levi went to the Mashiach. Omalei, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amari, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. Omalei, Mashiach answered him back, Shalom Aleichem Baal Levoi, Shalom Aleichem to you Baal Levoi. So Rashi says, we see, like what Morrison say, since he answered you back, Shalom, you and your father, Mashmi you'll be Zeichet Olam Abo. Omalei, Nabi Shum Levi Estin, Liei Masat, Osi Mar, when are you going to come? Omalei, he says, Hayyim, I'm coming today, don't worry, I'll be here today. Okay, he got the word from the Sheikh, he's coming today. So he went back to Eliyahu Hanavi. Also, Lagabi Eliyahu, he went back to Eliyahu Hanavi. It took him more than a day to get back home. So by the time he came back home, he said to the Sheikh, Zalaya. He told him he's coming yesterday, and he didn't come. Omalei, Mayo, Amalok, Eliyahu Hanavi said, let me hear, what did the Sheikh tell you? Omalei, Shalom Aleichem Baal Levoi, he said back to me, Shalom Aleichem Baal Levoi. Omalei, so Eliyahu Hanavi told Mishno, Eftecho Lecho Levucha, Liyal Mudiyosi. First of all, if the Mashiach gave you Shalom Aleichem, such a night, Aleichem Shalom, that's the proof that you're a Ben Olam Habo. Omalei, but Rabbi Shuv Levi said, Shakur Kar Shakur, he's a liar. A B. The Omalei said to me, Hayoy Masin of Layasi, he said it's coming today to Mashiach, and he didn't come. Omalei, Eliyahu said, no, this is what he meant to say. Hochi Omaloch, Hayoy Mim the Kerla Tishma, he meant to say. Today, if you do tshuva, if you listen to Hashem, then Mashiach will come. He didn't mean just today alone. He meant Im Hayoyim the Kerla Tishmo. Sholu Tamid Vashem Yesi ben Kisma. Amasai ben Nevabo. Let us know when Mashiach is going to come. So here also, you see, he did make the case, even though before he's saying not supposed to make the case. So it could be he didn't make it, but he knew, he knew when it's going to come. Omri said though, Miss Yoni, I'm afraid. Shema Tavakshim Meni Yais. If I tell you, I'm afraid you're going to ask me for a sign. When he knew already. Whenever I tell you something, you want to have a sign. I don't want to give you no signs. Omalessa Tavinim says, okay. Ainon Mavakshim Machois. At least I'll try not to ask for a sign. Omalei, he said like this. Look, you know when Mashiach will come. Look, if Yipul Hashar is down, when this gate will fall down, the Yivna will build it up. The Yipul will fall down a second time, the Yivna will build it up a second time. The Yipul will fall down a third time. Before they build it up the third time, Achshav ben David bo. That's the time when Mashiach will come. When it fell down the third time, before they build it up, that's when it'll come. Omalei, the Tamil couldn't hold himself back. Omru, Loi, Rabbeinu, hang on a wife, please give us a sign. This is big.